Very, very nervous. I'd be more nervous watching the lads than I do play my own games, but thankfully they got over the line in the end and they have a county final to look forward to.
And have you been tracking the football? Obviously you'd follow your home club and have done a goal success last year as well. Does that filter over to your life in England?
Of course, yeah. I try and keep an eye on it as much as possible. Obviously, we've had a good couple of years with Donegal, which has been very important. But, you know, when it's Killybegs playing, it means a bit more. And it's something that, you know, I was a big part of growing up. I played with all them lads, so I'm delighted to see them get to a county final.
And, of course, now you find yourself a regular in not only your club team, but also at an international level.
Well, I've played the last, I don't know, maybe 15 games in a row. So, you know, yeah, the way it is with international football, you have to play well every week for your club to get in the team. And it's something that I try my best to do, take one game at a time, and hopefully, you know, I can stay in the team.
How does it vary from playing club football to playing international football for you as a player?
For me personally, you know, it's not a lot different. You know, you go out, you play 90 minutes as best as you can. Obviously, you're playing with lads that you don't see every week you meet up, but no, we've got a great bunch of lads with international set up. Unfortunately, the qualifying campaign didn't go to plan, and I suppose now we've got a lot of young players coming through, and hopefully we'll get a new manager shortly, and we've a lot to look forward to.